federal budget tonight. Everybody will be watching with great interest to see how particularly our region, in our case, gets on. Dennis Bias from B Bendigo joins us this morning. Dennis, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo.
So I said earlier, it's a little bit like, you know, the kids fill in the little wish list to Santa, put it in and then wait and hope that they get the presents thereafter. Going to be a bit like that?
Yeah, it is. We've already lodged our wish list, if you like. We had a meeting recently with the Assistant Treasurer, Michael Sucker, and, you know, we're pretty clear in terms of what we were looking for the Bendigo region. We want to make sure that we don't miss out. And probably the most critical thing that we're pushing for at the moment is the additional funding to upgrade the airport terminal.
Yeah.
Which brings with it a lot of a lot of advantages and pluses for the Bendigo region.
Still got to get this sorted out, like with the borders. I know they're bit by bit, but you know, that's sort of in terms of flights and that. You know, we need to get that sorted so it's not as problematic. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously as soon as we can get some of the borders opened up, and even, you know, even if we could fly just from central Victoria to Sydney and then onwards to other destinations, that would be fantastic, even if Melbourne's still in lockdown. So, but we really do need to get the additional funding to upgrade the terminal. It does open up a lot of opportunities for us, particularly, you know, obviously tourism and from a business perspective. And also from manufacturing, where the ability to shift some small freight as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with that, fingers crossed. A few events coming up too. This leadership event coming up with Major General Natasha Fox. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, every year we run a key leadership event. Obviously, this year it won't be 300 people at the All Seasons for lunch, unfortunately.
No.
But so this year we've been able to secure Major General Natasha Fox from the Australian Defence Force. You know, really key woman in leadership in the ADF. And it's interesting to had a conversation with her again the other day to talk about her journey as a woman in the Defence Force, but also part of her role from a HR and rehabilitation perspective in the Army and just her journey in general. So it's a great opportunity for anyone who wants to join us. We'll be doing that via Zoom. It should be a really good session. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now, talking of events, another After Five event with Telstra. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I've been working with Steve Tinker, the regional manager here, to run an event in terms of looking at different things that Telstra have been doing, particularly around 5G, NBN, some work around what COVID has meant to Telstra and the impacts on regional and rural Victoria, but also looking at some of the sustainability environmental work that Telstra have been doing as well. So, really looking forward to that event. Telstra are a long-time partner of B Bendigo and have always been terrific in supporting us with speakers and around really relevant topics, particularly coming out of what we've seen through COVID, where everyone was been working from home and all those sort of things. So be interested to hear what they've actually got to say.
Yeah. Now, talking of the whole COVID thing as well, well, it's a couple of weeks now that we've sort of seen things start to loosen up in regional Victoria. What about the impact of COVID amongst your members and other businesses? What's the feedback currently?
Yeah, look, it's very mixed. Obviously we understand that there are some industries that have been pretty heavily impacted, retail, accommodation, tourism, hospitality in particular, that's been pretty heavily impacted. On the flip side of that, though, we are seeing businesses that have done extremely well during this particular period. So it's been a very mixed result. We've got a couple of things coming up that, you know, obviously JobKeeper's been an absolute bonus to keep businesses going. So the future of JobKeeper is going to be interesting and what that actually means for business. But we are actually seeing more activity. We're starting to see more people around. And we're seeing businesses who have continually been fantastic in terms of adjusting their models and working towards, you know, keeping open, keep providing a service locally.
Yeah.
And I think the key thing, Mark, is that what we've actually seen is that local is now more important than ever.
Yes.
So support local businesses, you know, local employment, all those type of things.
Most definitely. All right, Dennis, as always, great to chat, and we will do so again. Good luck tonight. Let's keep the old fingers crossed, okay?
Absolutely. We'll certainly be doing that.
Yes, indeed. Good on you. Dennis Bice from B Bendigo joining us on the show.